Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Happy New Year to everyone out there, and we are heading into the 2024 portion of the fantasy basketball season. We are previewing week 11, talking about the stream targets, as well as players you probably should go out and add anyway. Let's go!
Jordan, open! Chicago with the lead! Bryant to Shaq!
Not a game. We talking about practice.
LeBron James with no regard for human life!
Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang! Curry for three. Wow! Unbelievable. Making it rain in New York.
We the North are now we the champions.
Not the destination. It's the journey.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Mitch Casey, and you can find me on Twitter at Ball Boys Fantasy. And today we're kind of resuming the normal routine of things, although a little bit later than this podcast would normally come out. Holidays have come and gone, at least here in Australia. It is the 1st of January. I'm talking to you guys maybe in the future, depending on when you listen to this one, but it is the 1st of January over here, and that means it is time to preview week 11 in fantasy basketball hoops. It's a busy week, lots going on, lots of basketball games to be played. We've had a few interruptions with things like the in-season tournament, Christmas Day, but I think we do have a number of weeks coming up where we at least have fantasy basketball and NBA action on Sundays. The football is also sort of, you know, done its thing in terms of the schedule where the NBA is ducking a lot of the NFL games on the Sundays. So normal fantasy basketball routines and structures and scheduling will commence basically for the 2024 portion of the season, which will give us a little bit more, familiar weeks moving forward for the rest of the fantasy basketball season. Hopefully you guys are still going strong in your fantasy basketball leagues. It is week 11. There is still plenty of time for you to make up and catch up if you are down the standings. If you are up the top, it's still not too far along that you can sort of rest on your laurels. So still keep grinding it out, guys. But hopefully some of the advice that we've talked about on this podcast has helped you guys along the way. Give this video a big thumbs up if it has. Always appreciate likes and subscribes on YouTube and over on the podcast platform that you're listening to. Let's get stuck into week 11 preview. We are talking the games breakdown. So if we go through on a day-by-day basis, Monday there is 8 games in the NBA. Tuesday there is 6. Wednesday we've got the normal big slate of 12 games. Thursday, the normal quiet slate with 2 games played. A huge Friday with 14 games played on that day. Saturday, there is 4, and Sunday, there is 9. So we look at this breakdown for the NBA scheduling this week, and we can see that Wednesday and Friday are 2 days where more than likely the vast majority of leagues out there will not be able to stream. However, we should be able to stream on every other day of this week. So we're looking at 5 out of 7 days that are streamable. And this also means that there are a lot of teams that are playing this week. So there's no 2-game weeks in the NBA this week for any team. Most teams do play 4 games. So there's going to be a lot of different options for us to stream for the most part on any given day. But we're going to talk about how to be smart in terms of making the most out of your ads for this week and getting the most out of each stream, because you will be different to those other days where we've had sort of only 6 days of NBA action. You will need to be prioritizing getting, you know, maybe some back-to-backs or really targeting those picture-perfect guys that play the quality games in this week's schedule. So If we move over to a weekly changes perspective and look at the teams that have a big slate, or I should say, these teams have three games this week versus the 20 teams that have four. So vast majority of teams play four games this week. Again, busy week. And there are 10 teams that play three games this week. No team plays five, no team plays two. The Hawks, Celtics, Hornets, the Bulls, Lakers, Heat, Thunder, 76ers, Spurs, and Wizards all play three games this week. Now, remember, the difference between three and four games is not as big as the difference between two and three because of the fact that between two and three, there's a huge 33% increase versus three to four is a 25% increase. So it is not that big of a difference. However, some of the back-end guys on your Hawks, Celtics, so, you know, players like a Sadiq Bey is probably not startable in weekly changes leagues. For your Hornets, you can consider someone like a Nick Richards versus maybe another back-end center type who has a four-game week. You might look at those sort of players. On the Bulls side, are you starting someone like a Patrick Williams? Maybe not. For the Lakers, Cam Reddish, you're not starting. You might have to ask yourself, are you doing a D'Angelo Russell? Is there someone better that has a four-game week that you might put him over? He is trending in the wrong direction for the Thunder. Josh Giddey is a questionable one. Maybe you don't start him if you've got other four-game options that are around the same value. For the 76ers, Kelly Olynyk has been decent while Embiid is out. I expect him to be back pretty much to start this week, so he might be someone that you fade in a weekly changes league. For the Spurs, players like Keldon Johnson, a few guys, Trey Jones, maybe not. Zach Collins, definitely not. Those guys you are probably sitting. And for the Wizards, players like Bilal Coulibaly, you're looking at guys, I mean, depending on what you're looking for, Jordan Poole, he's been still up and down, but better. Denny Avdija was good today, but he's a bit inconsistent. So those ones you might have to just check your league and make sure, okay, are these guys better than the guys of a similar value who have four games this week? So not an automatic don't play them, but just double check your roster and see if you have some better or of similar value guys that play an extra game than these players on the screen here that we just went through. But for the most part, most teams have four games this week, so it will be a high volume week in terms of games played for a lot of teams. And if you do have, like in the Locked On Fantasy Basketball Bowl, like what we have in the Industry Pickup League, you will probably need to be sitting some guys on the bench to stay under your games cap limit. So some decisions will need to be made there.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. Liff, we go on to the next bit here, talking about quality games. Now, despite there being a lot of games played this week, there are not too many teams that play those quality games because so many teams play on that Wednesday and Friday sort of two-day huge slate of games. A lot of teams play both of those. So we only have four teams that have three quality games this week. No team has more than three. No team has four. Every team has at least one game on either that Wednesday or Friday. But these four teams, the Nuggets, the Warriors, the Bucks, and the Spurs, have three games on low volume days. So, for example, if you add a player from the Nuggets or the Warriors, the Bucks, or the Spurs, you're going to be able to play them on your starting roster more than likely than if you added another team. So, for example, if we talk about the Boston Celtics, If we talk about the Brooklyn Nets, for example, if you grab one of those guys, they play on the Wednesday and Friday and the Tuesday and Sunday. So the Wednesday and Friday, chances are you're picking them up as a waiver wire guy. You're not going to play them as your starting 10 best players on those Wednesdays and Fridays. So you're only going to use them for 2 days on the Tuesday and Sunday. Whereas these other guys have an extra game where you're actually going to probably use them. So these are the teams you probably want to familiarize yourself a little bit more of: Nuggets, Warriors, Bucks, and Spurs. If we keep plugging along here, we'll talk about some back-to-backs. So the other thing that's interesting about this week, like we said, a lot of teams playing, but the back-to-backs are actually very sporadic. There's not too many. A lot of teams will have games that are spread out. And we're really going to concentrate on the back-to-backs of days where you're actually going to be able to use them. So I've left out the Tuesday, Wednesday back-to-back, the Wednesday, Thursdays, the Thursday, Friday, the Friday, Saturday, because, again, on those Wednesdays and Fridays, you're not going to be using them. So there's really not too many teams that we can prioritize, but these ones we want to be paying extra attention to make sure we get, say you've got four games limit for acquisitions for the week, you want to be using them smartly. So for the start of the week, Monday to Tuesday, the Charlotte Hornets are the only team that play the back-to-back on that day. So you're looking at players like a Nick Richards, if he is available, is the one that really does come to mind. If I can pull up maybe some other options, just to go through them just off the top of my head, not too switched on. The Charlotte Hornets, let's have a look. Why are you spazzing out, Basketball Monster? Okay, so other options we could potentially have a look at. Cody Martin is someone you may want to have a look at if you have a Brandon Miller available. PJ Washington is owned a lot of places, but he might be available in shallower leagues. In a deeper league, oh, there's really not much. Obviously, we've got Gordon Hayward, who's out. He's injured for a little while as well. There's really not much going on here, but Cody Martin would be the big one. Nick Richards would be the other one who's available in, he's only picked up in 35% of Yahoo leagues. He is, according to Basketball Monster's advanced roster percentage, he is a higher rostered player, but for maybe other leagues out there, he is someone that could potentially be available. Cody Martin is available basically everywhere, so he is someone that you want to maybe have a look at for that early Monday, Tuesday back-to-back. After that, you've got the Tuesday, Thursday back-to-back, which is not really a back-to-back, but we're skipping that. Wednesday, which is a high-volume day, the Warriors and the Spurs play on those 2 days. So what I would be potentially doing with the limited amount of options for the Hornets is looking to add someone on the Monday, the best available player for your team on that day, and then adding one of these Warriors or Spurs, because there are a few more options. So for the Spurs, you're looking at players like Trey Jones, Zach Collins. You're looking at someone like Jeremy Sochan if he's available. Malachi Branham is someone that can pop off for a few games and stats from that point of view. The Warriors, you are looking at Trayce Jackson-Davis, who needs to probably be picked up in a lot of places. If Brandon Podziemski was dropped after he could move to the bench, you're adding him. I still think he's really good. Andrew Wiggins, if he's available. You're looking at players like a Kevon Looney or a Dario Saric for specific stats and things like that. So there are a few more options with these guys, I think, than the Hornets. So for my money, I'd be adding someone for the Monday just for a single game, and then looking for the next day to get a Warriors and Spurs for another ad. So I've used two ads, and then I've got three quality games so far in my team for the week when we get to Thursday. The next back-to-backs that we will be turning our attentions to is the Thursday-Saturday back-to-back again, though. So if we're using that Spurs and Warriors one, we're not going to use this one, but if you wanted to go different, the Bucks do play Thursday and Saturday. So you're looking at players like Malik Beasley, Bobby Portis, if he is available, are probably your two biggest candidates in that one. Let me just double check if I've forgotten anyone else. Super obvious. Pat Connaughton, maybe in deeper leagues, is maybe the only one that I might consider just for some, maybe some threes streaming. But again, that's probably more deeper league options there. So again, not too many great options in this one, which is why I prefer, again, those other two teams. But those the Bucks do play that Thursday and Saturday. And then the Saturday-Sunday back-to-back, there's no one. So like we said, there's not actually too many back-to-backs for us to exploit. So I do believe those Spurs and Warriors guys are going to be really hot pickups this week. And you will see a bunch of those names featured in the, you know, when we go through the streaming targets later on in the podcast. So those are players I think have elevated value for this week. So in an optimal scenario, what I would be doing, if we just bring it back up to that first screen here, is I'd be adding someone for the Monday. Whoever is the best player available, we'll go through some options in a second. Adding a Spur or a Warrior for the Tuesday, Thursday back-to-back. And again, Thursday, there's only two games being played, so you're not going to have very many options. So if you grab one of those guys before the Thursday, beat the rush to get them, that's going to be an extra advantage to you as well. And then, so that's two ads, and then I'd be just adding someone for Saturday. Then you've got an extra ad up your sleeve on Sunday, whether or not you need to use it or not, or whether or not there's an extra ad there for someone for more of a long-term aspect. So adding Monday, adding a Spur or, what did I say, Warrior, Thursday, Tuesday, Thursday, adding someone for Saturday, whoever it is the best option available, and then on Sunday, you can sort of assess your options from there. That would be what I'd be looking to do in a standard four maximum acquisition daily changes league. If we move on to the next bit here, we're talking about some stream targets, starting with the fantasy points options. Got a bunch of guys here just because I want to cover as many things as possible on this one. So starting at the top here, we've got Caris LeVert. He hasn't quite taken over the way I thought he would with some of those other guys injured, but he still is a solid stream target for fantasy points. Not someone you need to hold on to for long term, but you get him in, drop him, move on. Keontae George, bounce back after a couple of quiet games. And this one, I do think that he is someone that you probably want to going to grab, especially in a points league where his percentages are not going to hurt you quite as much. Still up and down. The minutes can be a little bit frustrating, but I do believe he is someone with four games this week you're going to absolutely want to pick up. Bobby Portis is available, not in as many places, but in a points league. And we highlighted the Bucks being one of those teams that played the three quality games this week. He is someone you definitely want to add. Two guys for the Knicks here, Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo. Josh Hart probably more so in a points league. DiVincenzo probably more in a category league. We saw Dante go off last game. I think he had 38 points. I'm not expecting that. Some guys are going to, OG's going to come in and take a little bit of minutes away from him. But you are going to see the fact that I think you've had two guys removed from the rotation. You're going to have OG coming back in. And you might see a little bit of an uptick from McBride, maybe a little bit of an uptick from Precious Achiuwa, maybe. But I think overall, for those two players especially, it's going to be a slight bump in their minutes and reliability in terms of streaming. So I think both of those players with a four-game week are definitely good targets to stream. And maybe they might be long-term guys for the future. So worth picking up, in my opinion. Aaron Nesmith has been killing it recently, as has his teammate Jalen Smith. Jalen Smith is a good per-minute guy, so even in shorter minutes, he can put up some good stats. So I think those two are both good ads. Trace Jackson-Davis, better in a category league, but even in a fantasy points league, because of those that Tuesday-Thursday pseudo back-to-back and just the upside of his game, it is a little bit riskier because sometimes he's playing low minutes. He did start last game. I'm not sure if it continues or if it's something we can really pencil in for a long time. But Trace Jackson-Davis in a points league does need to be added. In a category league, I would probably label him must roster. In a points league, it's less exciting, but he still probably is someone to add. Malik Beasley, again, those Bucks, those three quality games, and the back-to-back is useful. Andrew Wiggins and Trey Jones, lower priority for points leagues, but still have the ability to have some good games. And we talked about them in terms of the three quality games. So a lot of good options there. Tried to pick a variety of different roster ownerships. So for most leagues, I think you should be able to at least find a couple of these guys available in your league. Obviously, there are probably some more guys you can talk about, but I do think these guys are going to have some good weeks coming from fantasy points leagues. Let's talk about category leagues and specific categories, starting with the points category for streaming. We've talked about a few of these guys already. Caris LeVert, Keontae George, and Dante DiVincenzo all are going to score a lot if Dante DiVincenzo's last game is anything to go by. He's a must-add, as is Keontae George for certain teams, I do believe. If you can live with the ups and downs and probably the poor field goal percentage and a few other lacking areas in his game, I'd probably label Dante DiVincenzo the highest priority add. In terms of points, he might be below some of these guys, but he probably is a bit better for the rest of his value. And the bottom three here are probably definitely more short-term streams. Norman Powell, he can be solid. Not the most exciting guy, but if he's going to get minutes, he does score points and doesn't do much else. Aaron Nesmith, like we said, he's been playing really good. I'm not super confident stays up because the Pacers switch their lineup all the time, but he is someone that can, he's scoring a lot recently. And Malik Beasley, we talked about the three quality games for the Bucks, and if he gets hot, he can give you some points, but a little bit up and down for Malik. He's probably the lowest priority out of these stream targets. Let's talk three-pointers. Dante DiVincenzo, you're seeing his name here again. Malik Beasley, that's what he does. Alec Burks, he's been playing some more. Congratulations to the Detroit Pistons for breaking the losing streak. He's getting a bit of a runway because they are trying to get some wins on the board. Keontae George, we've talked about, and Gary Trent Jr., who I think will move to the bench with the acquisition of Emmanuel Quickley. But they still need his three-point shooting, and we know that Gary Trent can do that, and he can chuck up some shots. But obviously, he's played well the last couple games, but I do think the trade does negatively affect him back to where we sort of had him for most of the season prior to. The next category is rebounds. Jalen Smith, we've mentioned, starting at power forward and puts up some good permanent numbers. Dayron Sharpe, one of the best permanent rebounders. He does it from a bench role. We can do it starting when some guys are resting. It doesn't really matter. He's a good guy that you can grab looking for rebounds. Trayce Jackson-Davis, I'm pretty much labeling him a must-rad in 12-team leagues. You can look in at him even as a streamer in 10-teamers as well. Josh Hart, for a out-of-position rebounder, we know that he's a guy that can probably give you 7 rebounds a game at a shooting guard, small forward position for fantasy. That is really valuable. And Zach Collins, one of the least reliable guys, but I put him on the list here because of the three quality games for the Spurs. So some of these other guys maybe only have the two quality games versus Zach Collins. Even in a bench role coming behind Wemby, he's obviously not a must roster player, but with three quality games this week compared to some of these other guys, only two, you might get more total rebounds for your team this week. It just depends on how active you want to be with streaming. But I do think in terms of season-long value, he's someone that you clearly don't need to hold on to, I don't believe. Let's move on to assists for the guards. We've got Keontae George appearing again. Trey Jones, one of the best assist streamers here again. Three quality games for the Spurs. Some rumors floating around that he might move into the starting lineup. I'm not 100% sure if I believe that or not, but he is by no means someone that could be, even in a bench role, he can be really valuable for the assist category. He can definitely do that. Kelly Olynyk, for a center-eligible player that can give you some decent assists. His minutes and role are up and down. You could get lucky on the night that you stream him in if you have the ability to wait close to the game and grab him and know what the starting lineup is going to be for the Jazz. That's an ideal situation for Olynyk, but he is someone that, in a center role, can give you some decent assists. Andrew Nembhard is playing some solid minutes at the moment. He can give you some assists in that Pacers system. And Reggie Jackson, again, the three quality games and the low volume days, he can be used as someone, although he is ranked at the bottom here for a reason.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's go to the defensive stats, starting with the steals. Another Dante DiVincenzo appearance here. So you're getting my vibe. I believe he's a must roster. Matisse Thybulle, we know he can get steals even in limited minutes. Josh Hart appearing here again, probably just behind DiVincenzo in terms of must roster status for me. More, I guess, team build dependent, but he is someone you can definitely add. Derek Jones getting big minutes. He can give you some steals. Trey Jones, again, three quality games. He can give you steals in limited minutes even so, but I think that there is potential for the minutes to increase. Isaac Okoro doesn't do much else, but he can get you steals. And similar with Xavier Tillman, who, again, that Memphis Grizzlies lineup and rotation, I still don't know, but we do know he is a good steals player for a big guy. Let's go to the blocks for the other big guys, Trayce Jackson-Davis. So in terms of my rankings for must-add players, it'd probably be DiVincenzo. Trayce Jackson-Davis is probably next, and then Josh Hart for category leagues. Three guys that have popped up a lot. Keontae George also joins that group. So four guys that I think are probably, for most leagues, especially competitive leagues, I think they should be added in someone's roster. It doesn't necessarily have to be yours, depending on what you're looking for. A bit of variety in terms of what they provide, but those are the four names that have come up a lot here, and you can kind of see what I'm thinking in terms of their rest of season value, but especially for this week, you can add them, I believe, and give you some good value. Peyton Watson. Aaron Gordon is questionable for Monday. Peyton Watson played really well in his absence. If Gordon comes back in, I do expect him to go straight back to the bench and Gordon to start, but there's a chance Gordon misses, and there is also a chance that maybe, I don't know, he performs so well that he steals a little bit of minutes, and even in limited time, he has the ability to get some blocks. Obviously, it is a low-volume category. You can get them, pretty flukily, I could say, but he is a solid option. Again, they have some good quality games this week. Derek Jones, we've mentioned before. Dayron Sharpe, again, limited minutes. Isaiah Jackson, one of the best per-minute block shot blocker in the NBA. And then Jalen Smith, his teammate. Not quite as good, but he has the minutes upside over a Jackson. Probably more reliable than Jackson with a lower ceiling, I would say, for blocks. Over onto the percentages, field goal to start off with. A lot of names we've already said. Jalen Smith, Trayce Jackson-Davis, Isaiah Jackson, Dayron Sharpe, Obi Toppin makes an appearance here. He doesn't get any defensive stats or much else really, but he can put up efficient scoring. Peyton Watson and Kelly Olynyk. And then for the free throw percent, Alec Burks, we've mentioned before, he gets the free throw line pretty good. Harrison Barnes is usually always on this list. Benedict Mathurin, same sort of thing. Kelly Olynyk, Norman Powell, again, can only really score, hit threes, and gets the free throw, and that's his deal. Dario Saric, we mentioned the Warriors having those three quality games, the good back-to-back Tuesday, Thursday. He's someone you could potentially have a look at, as well as Trey Jones. Maybe not someone who moves the needle too much, but if you're adding him in for assists and steals, he won't hurt you at all from the free throw line as well. But probably not the highest volume of attempts from him, but he will not hurt you is the way that I see him. So that is the week 11 preview there, guys. We are going to be getting back into some normality. I will be releasing the industry pickup review. Kingy and I will be doing that on my podcast. That will be coming out tomorrow, or it might already be out by the time you listen to this podcast. So go and check that one out if it is available. And then we will be doing some buy lows, sell highs, and doing our review recap show after Wednesday's 12 slate of games. So make sure you guys do go and check those ones. Again, if you are enjoying the podcast and the videos, give this one a big thumbs up, subscribe, all that good shit. Follow me over on Twitter at BallBoysFantasy, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye!